A Baxter County woman accused of second-degree murder was in court earlier this week. 29-year-old Tara Jonelle Thompson of Midway entered a not guilty plea in the beating death of an 18-month-old baby. Thompson is charged with second-degree murder and second-degree battery. Her jury trial is set for November 10th. More than 30,000 signatures have been submitted to Governor Mike Kehoe's office in a petition to pardon a man scheduled to be executed next week for the death of a Missouri State Highway Patrol trooper. Lance Shockley is scheduled to die by lethal injection. He was convicted in the 2005 murder of Missouri State Highway Patrol Sergeant Carl Dwayne Graham Jr. in Carter County. Petitioners asked the Missouri governor to pardon Shockley and to have DNA testing done on several pieces of evidence. Governor Mike Kehoe has not publicly shared his stance on the death penalty. His office has not responded to questions on the potential pardon. A West Plains woman charged with drug trafficking has been sentenced to probation. Jennifer Webb entered a guilty plea to second-degree drug trafficking and was given a suspended imposition of sentence of 5 years probation after 120 days in a drug treatment program. An Ozark County man has been arrested for illegally killing a bear in the Udall area. Curtis Hastings was arrested after officers visited Hastings' residence on October 3rd. Hastings allegedly admitted to shooting a bear with a crossbow on September 27th while deer hunting from a ground blind. He allegedly skinned the bear and put the meat in a freezer labeled as deer. Officers also found bait scattered near the blind and two unpermitted raccoon traps. Hastings is accused of taking a bear during closed season, attempting to take deer with bait, and trapping without a permit. Deck work on U.S. Highway 160 Independence Drive overpass in West Plains is officially underway. The first structural steel bridge girder has now been placed. Following the girder placement, contractor Capital Paving and Construction will begin setting concrete forms and placing rebar to prepare the concrete deck for installation. The project is expected to be completed by late spring of 2026. A woman was injured in an accident in Texas County Wednesday. The Missouri Highway Patrol reports the 29-year-old woman from Roby suffered minor injuries when she hit a bridge, ran off the road, and overturned the truck she was driving. The accident happened on Highway 32, 3 miles west of Roby. The woman was taken to Mercy Hospital in Lebanon. West Plains School District Superintendent Wesley Davis has announced his retirement. The West Plains R7 Board of Education formally accepted Dr. Davis's resignation during its October 7th meeting. Dr. Davis will continue to serve as superintendent until his retirement on June 30th, 2027. The Board of Education will employ a deputy superintendent for the 2026-27 school year who will work alongside Dr. Davis to ensure a smooth and seamless transition of leadership. The Missouri Department of Transportation plans to replace the Route 160 bridge over Cox Creek in Oregon County. The bridge is located approximately 3.8 miles east of Route 19 at Alton. The new bridge will be wider than the existing structure. Work could begin as early as March of 2027. A temporary bypass will be constructed to allow motorists to navigate through the area during the construction. Construction will be underway for approximately 4 months. Maps, plans, and other information prepared by the Missouri Department of Transportation or interested agency will be available for public inspection and copying at the Missouri Department of Transportation Regional Office in Willow Springs. If assistance is needed in another language, you can contact the MoDOT Project Manager, Jacob Capater, at 417-469-6210 by Tuesday, October 21st. More information, call MoDOT's Customer Service Center toll-free at 1-888-ASK-MoDOT.